Get Real with Lisa Crown podcast coming at you with a new dose of getting better. Sometimes we just want to get a little better, but it's like, what is that? What can I do? What can I take? What can I read? What can I implement today? So for me, I want to give six things today that I want you to write down, okay? Getting a dose of getting better. These are some of the things that I circle back to when I feel like I want to improve in the day. I want to have a better day today than I did yesterday. These are some things that I always find myself making sure that I'm doing, circling back, and this is what's helped me through the years. Number one, you should every single day have yourself a to-do list. Some people call it a success list, so either one is fine. Me, I have a to-do list, and I write down like 1 through 25 on a piece of lined paper in a notebook. I never rip it out. I always keep them in there until the book is full and complete. And up at the top, I write the date, and then I really am writing everything business and personal that needs to get done. How we get better is making sure our brains are not bogged down and that we release the things that we need to get done on paper, because being productive is how we get a little bit better. Number two, listen to your time blocks. Really, truly, it's being regimented on the day that you set forth. Don't write to write. Write to execute. It's time to take action. Look at your day, your time blocks, and take charge. That'll make your day better. Look at it. What does it say? There should be no white spaces there. And then if you need to, set your alarm through the duration of those tasks so you get them done. Show up for yourself and plan out a productive day. That's huge. Number three, identify your measurable goals. Don't be vague with what you want out of this week or this month or this year. Be very clear. The intention of setting forth the intention of your goal is how you manifest accomplishing it. End of story. So what I do is I pin up my goals every single month. They're in front of my face. I read them every single day. I highlight when I took care of it. I check it off if I chipped away at it. Work on your measurable goals. That will help you get a little bit better. And feel the feeling of accomplishment, it's like, mine explodes of feeling so great, okay? Keeps you shining, let me tell you. You achieving goals keeps you shining. Number four, identify what your fears are. But you got to be honest and you got to be real with yourself. Sometimes a fear, saying a fear out loud, can be embarrassing. Or people you would think would judge you, or, you know, there's no way you can get over that fear. You got to really identify what it is. Fears are debilitating, and they definitely keep us from experiencing greatness in our lives, in our business, or our personal lives. Identify your fear. If you are having a hard time with it, hire a coach, call a therapist, call a best friend. You got to release it, dump it, and let it go, and just shoot someone straight. Okay. And that piece right there, if you can work on your fear, you will be getting better automatically. First of all, with just the willingness to get it out and talk about it, that's already getting better. Number five, of course, I have to throw this in there because it's important. You got to work out. Anybody listening to this, they kind of fell off the wagon, their regimen's not there, they haven't been in a little while, you got to work out, okay? Working out is there for so many reasons. It keeps you healthy, it releases endorphins, it gets your brain clear. If you ever wonder why your brain feels bogged down or you feel really stressed, everything's bottled up. There's something in working out that creates that release. Please work out. Bring that into your life. That will help you be a little bit better. And the last one, and of course, I gotta kind of pick up on a personal and business tip here, and that is communication. How we get better is communicating through maybe there's a hiccup on our team. Maybe there's a hiccup with our manager. Maybe there's a hiccup with our spouse or our children or our best friend or our parents. We have to communicate, right? This is my theory, you guys. God gave us a voice. We need to use it. And it doesn't mean using it in a negative, harsh, in your face, you know, being controversial. It's not that. It's just owning your voice, you know, and how you feel. And it's okay to communicate. And that's how we get better and stronger every day. It's through that. It's through this instrument called our voices and our mouths. Like, I'll tell you this. When I started my job here in the coaching realm 4.5 years ago, my muscles in my throat weren't so used to, I guess, talking and exuding so much passion when I was doing this job. I lost my voice. And I got to tell you, man, was it a really hard time for me. Your voice is a beautiful instrument that's meant to be used and meant to be there for you so that you can get and work through things. You do that. You use communication and your voice as a tool in your life and your business. I guarantee you, you're automatically even better. Thank you so much for joining me. DJ, kick something off that just makes us feel good. I just want to feel good right now because getting better and improving every day is definitely a goal of mine. And I'm telling you, if you are in that headspace, today is going to be a beautiful day, and so is tomorrow and every day thereafter. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please click subscribe if you like what you hear. Follow me on Instagram or Facebook or LinkedIn. I'm looking forward to connecting with you. And thanks so much for listening to my podcast. I appreciate it.